here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio, WRVA Home Improvement Shop. This is the Home Show with me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody. December is upon us. The Christmas parade is today. We lost a president, and yesterday sucked. So I've got all kinds of things to talk to. Excuse me, talk about. Jordan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Has it been a good week for you, my friend?
Yeah,
I'm
can't
glad
complain.
To hear yep. that. It was... Yesterday was tough, man.
I figured from your Facebook posts.
You know, I mean, I yesterday I realized I had to get up and get moving, you know, trying to get my stuff together. And my lady, she's going off to work. She got a job she really loves, you know, writing. And she's pretty good at it, too. And I get a phone call, and it's my wife. And I'm like, hey, honey, what's going on? She's like, I just got rear-ended on the downtown expressway. And I'm like, oh, I mean, we only just celebrated 2 months, and she's already causing me these kinds of headaches. No. Let's back up. It was the craziest thing. You know, I mean, she's a good driver. By the way, here's the reason I say that. When she found out she had to learn to drive, because she's from D.C., where you don't drive, or you drive in nutty traffic. But finally, she got to the point she needed to drive. She went out to Florida to take driving lessons at a racing school. So I'm happy with her driving. And so I'm like, where are you? And she tells me, and I jump in the battle wagon with all what gear I had. I didn't grab something warm enough. That was a mistake. And I jump in the car. It's like 9 o'clock, and I'm listening to John Reed here on RVA, and they're like, and now traffic, and they're like, there's a slowdown on the downtown expressway. I'm like, yeah, I know what that slowdown is. Yep, I know what it is. And so I'm just driving to beat the going as fast as I can. Legally, of course, and cautiously. And I get there, and I pull up behind the cop who, that was a mistake, okay, because I pull up behind, and I jump out. I'm like, hey, I'm her husband. He's like, get back in your vehicle, sir. Why don't you move up in front of the other vehicles? And they're all spread out, so I'm trying to piece together how this thing actually worked. You know, who hit who here and why? You know, because the back end of her car is just smashed to pieces. And I will say this, crumple zones are real. You know, she had an O2 Mazda. Not anymore. And, you know, so, of course, the first thing I do, I run up, honey, are you okay? And she's shaking up, and, you know, and she's like, my head's a little sore. I feel some, you know, she's not a whiner. You know, I feel some pressure. I'm like, okay, baby, get, you know, sit down and put her in the truck, which, you know, that was probably a mistake also. Not a mistake, but not the best situation because my truck doesn't have any heat. I haven't figured that out yet. Air conditioning, like nobody's business. No heat. Nothing. It's chilly in the battle wagon. I'm getting that fixed. And so, I mean, it's her vehicle it turns out her vehicle is in the front, and then a car hit her in the rear that had been hit in the rear. And whoever, you know, the person that was driving the initial car, you know, this chain reaction thing, young lady, I have no idea why I didn't talk to her. I wasn't really allowed to, you know. And I'll say this, you know, police officer was, he wasn't the friendliest person in the world. He just kind of had that look of, man, I have all this paperwork to do. Don't get me wrong. I love all my cops. They have a job I don't want. I wouldn't want it for nothing. And so... Yeah, the only thing I can guess is distracted driver. Had to be, right? You know, I mean, when I drive down the highway, I can always tell. I can always tell who's playing with their phone because they're going like 10 miles slower than the speed limit, always. And I'll pull up beside them and pass them and look. Yep, there they are, just staring at their phone while driving down the highway. I'm not against the idea of making it illegal. And I think, isn't it a minor charge if they catch you with your phone? Do you remember that, Jordan? It is. Okay, that's what I thought. But, you know, I mean, that's one of the reasons I have a Bluetooth, because I do not want to look at my phone while driving. And so the tow trucks get here, nicest guys in the world. You know, tow truck drivers, they see it every day. Every day. They're just, yeah, literally, the guy was just like, I'm glad nobody got hurt. And as far as I could tell, nobody had. Now, something I had done years ago, when you do something right and then do something wrong. I did something right years ago. I took all my classes to get my license to be an EMT. And I did it. I passed it, got my license, you know, had my little bag of stuff. But I never volunteered anywhere. I literally just wanted to have the knowledge because I had wrecked my motorcycle and two of the three people with me had their EMT. And I thought, well, I get mine in case something happens to them. And so I go back, I look at her, and I'm like, are you sure you're okay? She says, again, just feels a little pressure in her head. You know, she was no bruising. The seatbelt did its job. She was wearing her seatbelt. But here's the funny thing is your airbags don't deploy if you're hitting the rear. I don't know about that. That was weird to me. I said something to the truck driver, like, tow truck driver, like, well, you know, notice the airbag didn't go off. He goes, that's because you got hit in the rear. You get hit in the front, the airbag goes off. Didn't know that. And, you know, I took my flashlight. I couldn't see that her eyes were dilated. But as soon as we got everything done, check this out. The trooper gave her a ticket because she's from Maryland. Her car was registered in Maryland. And so she re-registered it here in Richmond, and she got her new tags. But her inspection sticker was still good, so she didn't get it re-inspected. He gave her a ticket for the inspection sticker. That inspection sticker is no good. Yeah, it is. It hasn't expired yet. I'm going to deal with that later. But the best thing I did, you know, because I was worried about her, we sat on the side of the road, sit on the side of the highway for an hour. Ugh. I just really wanted to get her out of there. As soon as the cop had given us all our paperwork, everybody had been towed away, and I'm sitting there going, this vehicle is never going to be seen again because they're going to total it. And it's an O2, so they're not going to give me anything for it. I took her to the emergency room. Not that anything was wrong. I just wanted her looked at, and she agreed. And, you know, we brought her home. She's chilling for the next 4 days. She is supposed to just relax. I've had some people on Facebook give me flack. You know, why are you at work when you should be at home looking after your wife? Well, because I got to feed her, and this is my job. But she'll be fine. If there are those people that saw the Facebook post and were wondering, what happened? Well, she got rear-ended because somebody was following too close. And someone was following too close, and just awful. But we'll work it out. She's okay. But seriously, if you're in an accident, you know, make sure you get yourself checked out. You know, and remember, I told her, I said, honey, you're not going to feel anything till tomorrow. The adrenaline was so high, her teeth were chattering. Oh, yeah, you're not going to feel anything until tomorrow. 3-4-5-11-4 is how you get through to the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA. Welcome to the Home Show on a chilly Saturday. It's chilly. They say tomorrow's going to be 70 degrees. Guess who's going for a motorcycle ride? That's it. Yep. All right. Jordan, I finally did something to this stupid phone to make me happy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you know I hate the Android way it works.
Yeah.
It was very confusing to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like me trying to play a shooter on the Xbox. It's not good. I found an emulator for Windows.
Oh, nice.
So I just converted everything over.
There you
and
go.
Now, boop, it's exactly the way I remember it. It's nice. Now, the reason I'm bringing up cell phones, because I want to tell this story. Here's a story, and it's true. And I know I've told it before, but, you know, it has to be told today. And, Jordan, you'll appreciate this, because you're, you know, as a producer, your job can be trying.
Yes.
And especially when you're dealing with somebody like old me. But let's face it, you know, people that when we go out, when we broadcast from someplace, that's a really trying day for you.
Yeah.
Because you're going back and forth. You're trying to keep me straight and everything straight. Let me tell you the story about the very first time I ever did the home show. It was still the Home Improvement Show.
Okay.
As a remote. Now, this is 15 years ago. I'm like 31 years old, and I am fresh to radio. I am so excited. I'm going to lose my mind because, you know, growing up, you always saw, like, you know, radio guys were like rock stars, you know. Hey, I'm out here, and everybody's, you know, I'm getting to see people. And so my boss tells me, Richard, you're going to broadcast live from the Christmas parade. And I'm like, awesome, you know, because I used to march in the Christmas parade. I thought, how cool is this going to be? And at the time, now, folks, the reason I'm telling this story is about maintaining your generator. Let's remember that. If you have a generator, it should be serviced and maintained, and you should start it up every now and then just to make sure it works. Keep that in mind. Are you with me? Good. So here's what happens. A long time ago, the radio station, because we were, that's like two companies ago, had this mobile studio. Coolest thing in the world. Imagine you could just do a radio show anywhere. And so we had this mobile station, and we hadn't used it in a while. Yeah, not many people were doing the whole out and about thing, but they said, Richard, here's what's going to happen. We're going to take you. We're going to park you right on in front of Lowe's, right on Broad Street, and you can broadcast live while the parade's going on. And I'm like, I'll do color commentary, you know. Hey, look what's going on. Isn't that awesome? And I was really excited about it. And I was so excited that I woke up like super early that morning because I didn't know if they were going to have headphones for me. And I went out and bought a set of headphones like at 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. And I get there and it's awesome. It's just, I'm feeling like a rock star. Finally getting out about amongst the people doing a live broadcast and everything's going fine. The parade's getting ready to start. My music comes on. It was some different music from what we got now. And I start, yeah, hey, everybody, it's Richard McCann for blah, blah. I'm live here at the parade. And I hear the generator go, jew, 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 jew. Done. Dead air. And like my road team is on their phone. No smartphones back then, folks. Didn't exist. iPhone didn't come out for like another 4 years or something like that. And so they're scrambling. Somebody's out back trying to get the generator running. And I, you know, and then they got it running again. Oh, hey, it's running. And I'm back on. Everything's all good. And I was like, oh, sorry about that, folks. Had a little hiccup here. And right then, and then all dead. And that was it. There was no coming back. And I'm sitting there going, okay, what do I do for 2 hours? Because I'm dead in the water. Jordan, can you imagine us doing this entire show with me talking on my flip phone?
Oh, Lord.
It was so bad, son, that we got through the first hour and then I had to borrow somebody else's phone because the battery on mine was dead. It was horrendous. And ever since then, we do a lot more checking and making sure things are right when we're going to do these live broadcasts. Yeah.
So you learned the hard way.
Yeah, we did. 345-1140. Pete in Richmond.
Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, sir.
I have never done anything to my hot water heater.
Okay.
And I have a feeling you're going to take me to the woodshed.
No, no, no. I'm going to do it right in front of your mama. Only way
she knows all about that. Dude, what kind of maintenance do I need to do? Do I need to drain it periodically?
How old is it?
20 years.
Okay, hold on just a second. Jordan, why are people with 20-year-old water heaters calling me? No, there's nothing. Don't do anything to it. Leave it alone. Keep an eye on it, if anything. Is it gas or electric?
Gas.
Okay. See, there is a problem. You've got a buildup in the bottom of that water heater that's probably every bit of like 2 or 3 inches thick. And that's and so it's like trying to heat your water through a pile of sand, wet sand. So your efficiency is done. But the thing is, and you can try draining it. I doubt it'll work. I doubt it will drain. And there's the possibility, though slight, that if you do drain it, you're going to get a hole in it. It's really slight, but it could happen. Best thing I could tell you is keep an eye on it, save your nickels and dimes, and replace that sucker. And when you get the new one, you want to drain it once a year.
All right. Now, at the beach house, which, by the way, I promised to call you back about the circulation function on my HVAC.
Sure.
So it's got auto, on, off, and then the circulate.
Right.
It bumped the electric bill a little bit, but due to your recommendations about running dehumidifiers and all that, Richard, this house is as dry as it's ever been. Thank you, sir.
I'm glad I could help you, and I'm out of time, brother.
All right, man.
Thank you. This is The Home Show. Radio WRVA 345-1140 is how you get through to the show. And don't forget to download the radio.com app. That way you can listen to us anywhere. Hey, Jordan, I found out today somebody is listening to us right now live in Chicago.
That's awesome.
Not going to miss the show.
Nope.
He's not going to miss it. And that radio.com app works pretty darn well. I got to say it. So, by the way, real quick, I got to say my own rest in peace to George H.W. Bush, the president. I remember that, you know, I'm young not that young, but when he was president, I think I was in high school, like early in high school. And, you know, the first president I kind of remember Ford, kind of. I definitely remember Carter. I started paying attention during the Reagan years. And, you know, George Bush was, you know, a big deal for me when, you know, as in high school, I'm starting to think, you know, I'm going to get to vote here shortly. Soon I will have that ability. I was really looking forward to it. But the guy was straight up. I mean, he was a bad mamma jamma. I mean, a pilot that got shot down in World War II. He was head of the CIA. I mean, the guy was awesome. And, well, he lost to Bill Clinton, you know, but if you think, I watch Saturday Night Live and I kind of skip the political stuff these days. It's just too much. I feel like I'm being beaten about the head and shoulders with a stick. But, if you think this is something new that they're doing, go back and watch, you know, some of the old Saturday Night Lives when, George was running, against, Dukakis. Yeah. Watch some of those old skits. Hysterical, but not mean-spirited. I never felt that they were mean-spirited. They were just, you know, different. They were, you know, they were light. They were making fun. These days, I kind of feel like, yeah, they're kind of beating up on them. So, but I mean, I followed the man, and I knew he was going to lose to Bill Clinton when Bill Clinton played saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show. But he was a good man. He, you know, he was stayed active. He loved his family, and you know, he's now reunited with his wife and daughter. God bless him. 345-1140. Andrew.
Good morning, Richard.
I was hoping you'd call in.
Yeah, I wanted to give a big shout out to all my volunteers who are coming in today in trucks and bringing their trailers. We're hauling bikes out to all the Christmas mothers.
Now let's back it up. Let's talk about you. Your charity is what? What's the name of it?
It's called Bikes for Kids, but it's under RABA, Richmond Area Bicycle Association.
Richmond Area.
On the website, raba.org.
All right, and what you're doing is collecting up bicycles for kids for Christmas.
So what we do is we raise the money, we go out and buy brand new bikes, So the first Saturday in November, 100 volunteers showed up to put together 400 bikes, and then we got some extra bikes donated from like CarMax and BB&T. So today we're distributing 480 bikes.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Now, I remember as a kid, my father, you know, there was always bikes at Christmas, because there was eight of us. And he had to put those things together, and he just cursed the day that they were even invented. You had to put all these together?
Well, I didn't. I am terrible at it. I'm like you. I'm like, you know, which end of the Elm Ridge fits. But, no, I had a ton of volunteers. These are mostly my buddies I bike ride with, and there's two or three really good mechanics, because we had a couple that when you get to the big bikes, 24-inch wheel bikes, the brakes are difficult and the gears and everything. So, no, I had some really good folks that knew what they were doing.
Now, are you buying the bikes from, like, your standard store, you know, your Big Blue, I mean, your Targets, your Walmarts, or are you going to actual bike shops here in the city?
We go to Walmart because they give us a good deal, and that's where we can get the most number of bikes for the amount of money we have. And then we go to a little company out of Seattle that ships us the bike helmets for like $5 a helmet.
Wait a minute. So you're not just giving them a bike, you're giving them a helmet too?
Every bike's got a helmet.
Man, don't you remember being a kid? We never wore helmets.
Oh, no, I didn't. Of course not. I lived out there in the country.
We building ramps and jumping bikes and seeing how far you could go. Never had a helmet. I think that's fantastic.
I know, but all that stuff about concussions out there and everything, we got to be safe.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You're going to be wearing a helmet tomorrow out riding your motorcycle.
I hate to say it. I wear a helmet when I ride my bicycle. So
excellent. Life is good.
Yeah, I need to get on that thing some more, though, man. I'm getting chubby.
Tomorrow's going to be a great day. We'll be out riding on the Capitol Trail tomorrow.
And that's the terrible thing. I'm literally like a stone's throw from the Capitol Trail. I am lazy. That's just the way it is. So, I mean,
yeah, but these days when the sun is out shining and it's warm, there's only a few of those left this year.
So it's Richmond Area Bike Association?
Yes.
RABA.com. Are you going to
.org.
.org, excuse me. And now, are you going to continue to get, is this it for the year, or do you start collecting for next year? How does that work?
So we spent all the money we raised, and we've distributed, like today, we're distributing out the bikes and the helmets. So again, yeah, tomorrow we start over raising money for next year.
That's fantastic. And the Christmas Mother, that's a heck of a good project. I mean, my son.
And it makes it easy for us, because we don't have to take the applications and qualify, and it goes for the Richmond and then like 11 of the surrounding counties, so like Hanover, Henrico, and so it's out in the counties that we're out riding our bikes in.
That's fantastic. I mean, Andrew, you're doing God's work out there, because I tell you what, there was nothing better as a kid than getting a new bicycle for Christmas. That was the ultimate
gift. Well,
that's
the thing. You wake up Christmas morning, and right next to the Christmas tree is a brand new bike. And that was the first time you could get out and get away from home on your own. You had your own way, your own wheels, so to speak, your own transportation, your first step out into the big world.
You know, I remember seeing E.T. for the first time when the bikes flew up into the air. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I always had that fantasy when I was riding my bike, even before I saw the movie.
Well, that's the thing. You're out riding your bike. The wind's in your face. And even if you're only going like 12 miles an hour, you just feel that freedom.
It's amazing. Well, Andrew, thank you. RABA.org if they want to donate for next year's drive for Bikes for Kids.
Thank you. Have a great Saturday.
I plan on it. Thank you. 3-4-5-11-40. I love that. That's the best part about this time of year, though. I will say this. I got to be a little preachy for a half a second. People need help all year round. So, you know, everybody donates this time of year, but, you know, try to keep a little something going during the rest of the year. Now, my father, that was the one thing he despised about Christmas. Hated. Because, you know, bikes came in pieces. These days you go to one of the big department stores or whatever, you have super centers or whatever, you can buy a bike put together. But there's plenty of people out there my age that remember when bikes came in a box. And my dad, the day after Christmas or Christmas Day, you know, at some point he'd be grumbling. Spent all night putting together bikes. I hate putting together bikes. Grumble, grumble, grumble. But you know what? There was always bikes. We always, you know, one year we decided that we were going to take old bikes and fix them up and put them back together. That didn't work very well. It was a good try. Me and some friends got together and we did it. But hey, look, the truth. Andrew's dead right on this. You know, that's the first sense of freedom a kid will have is when they get their first bicycle. Now I'm going to give you a tip out there, parents. If you're thinking about getting your kid a bike and they've never ridden one before, you know, think back when you learned to ride a bike. It was super difficult, right? It took forever. It took me a long time to figure out how to balance that thing and pedal that thing at the same time. So, you know, years ago, my stepdaughter, I got her a bike for Hanukkah. And she had never ridden a bicycle before. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, she's going to fall and crack her skull. So first thing, yeah, I did get her a helmet. And, you know, kids should be wearing a helmet. Not going to protect them from everything. And there's plenty of us out there that's like, oh, I used to ride in the back of a pickup truck. Yeah, you know, kids today are never going to know that joy. Sorry. But I was talking to some other people that were parents. And I found out, here's how you get your kid to learn how to ride a bike. Take the pedals off. Now, I know that sounds counterintuitive, right? Like, Richard, you know, don't you have to pedal to learn to ride a bike? No, you don't. If you take the pedals off of the bike and set up the height right, what they can do is they use their feet and learn to glide. They learn to balance without the extra, you know, all those extra things going on. So once they've gotten down the balance part, they're not thinking about the pedaling. They're just thinking about staying upright. You can put the pedals back on and boom, they learn to ride a bike. I think my little girl, I was really proud of her. She learned to ride in like a couple of hours. We were outside in front of Casa de McCann on the sidewalk. And a couple hours later, she was gliding. It was beautiful. So parents, you get the new bike. They've never ridden. Pedals off until they learn how to balance. It'll be a lot quicker and a lot less frustrating. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show, News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann. News Radio, WRVA. So, Jordan, I've realized that you and I right now are acquiring a skill that may win us $1 million.
Okay. I'm listening.
Do you watch any, like, reality TV shows, anything? I know you're a big sports guy, which is essentially reality TV, but any of the, like, Greatest Race or any of those?
Not really.
I think there's only one. I watched The Great Race because I think it's cool just seeing the other places. But for some reason, after all these years, I have stuck with Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me why.
Yeah.
Okay, because I think it's, I remember the very, very first one, and I thought, this is going to be dumb. Oh, my goodness, I'm into this. And so for some reason, you know, it takes up space in the living room. I watch Survivor. Now, here's how what we are doing right now may be something that could eventually win us $1 million.
Okay.
So this week, and there's this one guy I really like because he's a nerd. He's a total dork, not unlike me. And he's not real strong. He's not a physical presence, but he's smart. And so I like him. I like the dorks. And they have this challenge where they have to hold onto a bar behind their head and stand with just their heels on this little tiny ledge.
Okay.
That's it. That's all you have to do. Oh, and by the way, you're barefoot. I mean, if I was wearing my Red Wings, I could stand there all day.
Yeah.
Not really. My back's crap. So I'm watching this last week, and, you know, everybody's, like, falling off way early. This sucks. And then they got this one guy who is, like, 24/7 beast mode. I mean, the guy is just jacked and ripped, and you know, you cover your girlfriend's eyes when he's on the screen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, honey, you don't need to see that incredibly good looking man who's in shape. You're happy with me and my man bod. It's good. So it came. This guy, and he literally, I don't even remember his name. He's like, I am not getting down from here until I win. And I'm like, I hope he falls. And so it's him and my nerd, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, most people were out with one. Some were like 15 minutes, and then some last like 45 minutes. Like this thing, it goes till it's just the two of them, and like 2 hours.
And good God.
And the nerd, I know. And the nerd decides, I have a tactic, and he starts talking. And talking and talking and just goes on and on. Like, have you ever had a Fig Newton? You know where Fig Newtons come from? I mean, just the most inane prattling. You can literally, you see beast mode. He's over at the other end of this thing just going, oh Lord, please let him shut up. Please, I'm dying. And Probst is just sitting there going, I can't believe it. He talked incessantly for like 3.5 hours. They stood up there for 5 hours and change, and finally beast mode just said, I'm done, and steps off. He's like, this is the guy's like, I'm not leaving here until I win. Finally, he just wore the guy down to the point like, I just can't take this guy's yammering. And oh my God, that's how my listeners feel
probably.
Stop that. You are supposed to be on my side.
I am.
But see, all this talking, we could go on Survivor and just bore everybody to death until they vote us out. That would happen. Hey, back to something Pete was saying earlier to me. He had changed out his HVAC system, and he had put in a constant circulator. So the air was constantly circulating through the house. That's something that my buddy Frank over at BREMAC told me to do. He's like, you know, just put when you turn on your heating or your cooling system, leave the fan on. And my thought was, it seems kind of counterintuitive. Doesn't that raise the electric bill? He goes, yeah, a little bit. But the fact that, you know, like in heating season, if you think about it, hopefully your ductwork is insulated well enough. Who knows? It might be, it might not be. That's something that should be inspected when you're HVAC guy comes over. But where is your ductwork? It's one of two places. It's in the attic, which is freezing cold, or it's in the crawl space, which is also cold. So if it's heating season, when your HVAC comes on and starts pumping hot air through your system, remember, it's got to heat up all that ductwork first. If you're just constantly circulating, it keeps the ductwork warm, and you don't have that extra, you know, runtime of the heat pump itself. That's something I want to bring up. Now, we all know, I'm really happy. I got my radiators going, but I had forgotten something. Now, it's been years since I've run those radiators and had that type of heat in the house. And don't get me wrong, been loving it. In fact, 2 days ago, went upstairs, opened up the upstairs of Casa de McCann. I don't use it very often. It's essentially storage and a place to put a pool table, which I got. And so as far as heating, it's been great. But yesterday and this morning, I was reminded of something I had completely forgotten about. It's a really, really dry heat. Pete was saying how he put dehumidifiers in, and that was, you know, was helping with, you know, the air quality. Well, in the summertime, yeah, that's fantastic. But in the wintertime, you got to remember, we're dealing with really dry air. And, you know, you want to actually add some humidity to your house. You know, whether it be have a humidifier put on it. Some people still do that. But for me and you people out there with radiators, I'm going to go around the house. I'm going to go buy some cheap, you know, pans, aluminum pans, big deal. And I'm going to put, you know, pans of water on all my radiators. Now, it's not going to add a lot of moisture quickly, but it will add some. And the reason I know I need moisture is in the air is because of this. Every morning I get up, and I do what everybody else does. Good morning. Where's my coffee? Well, the last couple of days, I've realized I was even more congested than usual, and both yesterday and this morning, had a bloody nose. And it's because I don't have enough moisture in the air in my house. Gotta add a little bit. Moisture is not a bad thing. Too much moisture is a bad thing. But some is important. They want to say 35 to even 50%, somewhere in there. And, you know, you can get a, you can just get a humidifier, put it in your home, add a little moisture. That might be what I end up doing for the bedroom. I haven't decided yet. Believe it or not, I've seen them. I've never had one, and I wouldn't know where to get one. I don't even think Karavati has them. They used to make covers to go on radiators that you could actually fill with water so that it would be constantly releasing moisture into your home. I haven't seen one in years, and I don't. I probably could have some made. I don't think I want to. But definitely, I'm going to have to add some moisture to the house. Double check. See what's the moisture levels in your home. A little humidity keeps you a lot warmer. Think about it. It's dry heat. Oh, that's great in the summertime. Not so good in the wintertime. Just a thought. 345-1140 is the phone number we get back. Oh, some cleaning tips. Some really stupid people. And anybody else trying to sign up for health insurance? Oh, it's killing me. I'll tell you all about it on the Home Show, News Radio WRVA.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions, he's got answers. You've got problems, he's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dose of the Home Show on News Radio, WRVA, 1140 AM, 96.1 FM. Don't forget to download the radio.com app. And if you miss any part of the show, you know, I'm here from 6 to 8. 10 until noon every Saturday, but you miss any part of it, you can go to WRVA.com, download podcasts of the show. Mr. Jordan is updating it all the time. So if you know, sometimes it takes a while. Don't worry about it. We'll have it up there, and I hope you'll love it. So I was telling people, Jordan, have you looked in the back of my battle wagon when you came in? By any chance, just glance into the back of the
truck? No, I did not.
Remember I told you about that tree in my front yard?
Yeah.
The ginkgo tree?
Uh-huh.
And I said, it's going to turn yellow and then just dump every leaf all at once?
Yeah.
One day. I mean, you know, you're used to trees. They get brown and brittle and then they come a little bit at a time. Nah. Thursday, I open the door to kiss the wife as she's going off to work, and I look up at the tree, and it's turned bright yellow, like Lego yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, honey, by the time you get home, that tree is going to be 100% completely bare. And the back of my truck is got about 8 inches deep of these. I couldn't find the truck. The whole front yard is just like one carpet of yellow.
Yeah.
And it's not even, but they're not even dry. They're still wet. So when I try to pull out from in front of my house, I'm sitting there going, just spinning on those things. So I've got a mess to clean up.
It's the worst.
Is it? There's worse things. There really are. But so why am I telling you that? Simple. Two things I want to bring up. One, and my motorcyclists out there, the guys that, you know, and ladies that get on two wheels and ride for glory, they already know wet leaves can be as slick as ice. So I want to remind people, you know, especially when we have showers, like I think Megan Wise says we might get a little bit of rain today. When you come around and you see those big patches of leaves that somebody's blown into the street, slow down a little bit because you can slide sideways easily. I mean, it happened to me trying to pull out from the curb. No big deal. Spin. But the other thing is I am trying to be a better neighbor. I really am. Maybe it's the downside of growing up, you know, on a farm someplace where, you know, who cares if the grass is cut? You know, somebody let a horse loose in the front yard so it'll eat the grass. Cool. I mean, I could probably count on one hand how many times I cut the grass when I was a kid. Just didn't do it very often. You know, and when we did have to cut the grass, Pop would just jump on the tractor, slap on the bush hog. Now, I've bush hogged fields, done that a million times. But I'm trying to be a better neighbor. The downside to where I live, I mean, the biggest downside to Casa de McCann is I have no storage. I have no place to put my motorcycle, which means I have no place to put a lawnmower. And it's not a big lawn. I could cut it myself. So because it's such a small lawn, but I have no place to put it, I've had to hire somebody to cut my grass. It's expensive. I don't like it. But the same guy's been cutting my grass for 20 years. Two decades I've known this guy. And so usually, and they say, leave the leaves on the lawn. It's good for the lawn, which makes sense to me. It really does. Doesn't it make sense just to mulch that up, let it refit? The circle of life. Just get those nutrients back down into the ground. But you know what? Everybody else, they keep their leaves nice and neat and swept up. So I was like, okay, so I'll clean up the leaves. Problem one is these things, like I said, are just still wet and heavy. I would be out there for hours. And so I thought about getting a leaf blower. Now, I have several guys that run lawn services. And that's the thing about being a contractor of any type. You've got tools. And your quality of tool, I base it on how often I use it. That's what I base my, I'm like, pipe wrenches, I will buy a really, really good pipe wrench because I use it all the time. Other tools, I don't use as much. I don't buy as high a quality. But every guy I know that runs a lawn service, they say to me, Richard, every year a better leaf blower comes out. Every year I buy a new leaf blower. And my thoughts was, how much difference could it make? It's incredible. So I'm over at the brother-in-law's house when we're cooking for Thanksgiving, and I want to set up the fryer out on the pavement. I want to, you know, keep it away from everything flammable, but there's leaves everywhere. I'm like, dude, we need to really get rid of these leaves. And he's like, no problem. And he reaches over, he grabs a cordless leaf blower. Now I'm thinking to myself, how good could this thing be? Right? I mean, when cordless came out originally, and we're talking 20-some years ago, you know, they weren't that good, but they've gotten better and better and better. The tech has just gotten better. And I swear, he got out there. It might as well have been a gasoline-powered leaf blower. He cleared that thing in, like, seconds. So, Mike, if you're listening, I'm coming over today to take care of the oil and to borrow your leaf blower. Do you mind, buddy? Because I don't really need to own one, but it would be nice to use one. I'll try to do the best. Hopefully, here's the thing, you know, hopefully the city will come by and do their leaf pickup. Like last year, I don't think they did the leaf, you know, street sweeping until like February or March. I mean, it was awful. I had this big rancid puddle in front of my house for like months. It was gross. But, yeah, look, if you don't need one, you don't want to sit there with one of those big gasoline packs, look into these cordless leaf blowers. If you've got a small yard like mine, it looks like it'll do the job. I'll give you more of an update next week once my grass is all cleaned away, and we'll see what it works. 345-1140 is how you get through to the home show on News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio at WRVA. Got some guests, not today, no, but in the next coming of weeks, we are going to be having my friend come in and discuss this time of year how it affects people. But Dr. Brian Meyer is going to be coming in. You probably remember him from our PTSD show. He also was in here for an opioids show. This time of year is really tough on a lot of people. The stress just gets to you, and you know, the suicide rates, what they are. We're gonna hopefully, you know, get him in here, and we're going to discuss, you know, what causes it, how what we can do to help people in that situation. If you, you know, if you know people that struggle this time of year, just I would say, you know, reach out any way you can, because you don't want a temporary situation becoming a permanent one. You know, one moment, it's hard on people. It's very, very hard. So, like I said, that's going to happen. And we're going to have Santa. Santa is going to be coming to the show. One of my listeners, he is the Santa at South Park Mall. And I want to get him in here to find out what's it really like to be Santa Claus. By the way, okay, now it's an adult movie. It's not for kids. For you grown-ups, though, if you it's wildly entertaining to me. There was a movie on Netflix called I Am Santa Claus. Wildly entertaining. Just Mick you're a big wrestling fan. Mick Foley is the star of I Am Santa Claus, Jordan. And he's a huge Christmas guy. He keeps Christmas year-round in his house. 345-1140. Wayne and Sandston.
Wayne is in Glen Allen. Good morning.
Okay, Wayne in Glen Allen.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I heard a public service announcement yesterday on another radio station from the city of Richmond saying that they were not going to pick up leaves anymore, that you could have this big jumbo can brought to your house, and they would, you put your own leaves in it and then schedule a pickup date, and they would come by and pick it up. Or you could pick up your own leaves and take them to a landfill where they mentioned three or four landfills to take them to.
I guess I can take them to the landfill. I mean, got two of them close by. I just hate the idea of more plastic bags in the ground.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And
several years ago, I was living over in the Stratford Hills area, you know, over there by the Bonaire, trees and trees and more trees and more trees.
Mm-hmm.
And I called up for a schedule for the city to come by and pick up the leaves like they normally would with that big sucking machine. And I called them up. They said, okay, your date is such and such. Have them ready 2 days later out in the ditch. So I called them up and said, okay, they're ready. They said, okay, we'll be by tomorrow. And, well, they didn't come by. Then they didn't come by again. So
yeah.
I called them up, and they said, oh, the machine was broken down, and we couldn't get to you. I said, well, I guess I'm next on the list. And I was told by the city, no, you have to get back in line.
Nice. Isn't that great? You know, I saw...
They're in a ditch, so the water won't run.
I saw a story a couple years back. A local woman, she saved up her money, and she bought one of those leaf vacs and started,
right,
and just started going around her neighborhood and, you know, I'll vacuum up your leaves. And she, you know, it was a great way for her to start her own small business. You know, I'm all about small businesses. So now I've just got reason to mulch them instead of blow them into the street.
Mm. Right.
Darn it.
Have a good day.
Thank you. 345-1140. I like the new phone system, but I'm still working it out there, Jordan. I'll figure it out eventually. Okay, so they're not doing leaf pickup. That's good to know. So I guess, I mean, my options. What are my options? Probably I'm going to mulch them. You know, I have a couple of trees in the backyard that they're just scrubs. They're just scrubs. And I'll cut them all the way down to the ground, and they grow back. And I'll cut them down to the ground, and they'll grow back. So what I was going to do this year, because I didn't want to haul everything to the dump, the less I can put in a landfill, the better, is probably what I'll do is I'll rent a chipper. You know, my buddy Charlie Inch just bought one, but I don't want to be that guy. It's like, hey, I see you just got that chipper. Can I borrow it now? No, I don't want to be that guy. So I'll probably rent one. And when I'm running the tree limbs through that, I guess I can just start throwing the leaves in right behind it. Just grind them up. Let them be mulch for the lawn in the future. I mean, there's a lot of them. And you can't even walk down the sidewalk. You can't see the sidewalk. The sidewalk's gone. Like I said, back of my truck, good 8 inches thick. Easy. 345-1140. That's how you get through to the home show right here on News Radio WRVA. When we get back, some home cleaning tips, because I've been scrubbing I've been scrubbing the house, and I realized I don't know what I'm doing, so I looked for answers. Turns out, some of the things I've been doing wrong for a long time, I really need to stop. This is The Home Show, News Radio WRVA. Rich McCann, News Radio WRVA 345-1140 is how you get through to the show. Just like Randy. Randy in Midlothian.
Richard, how are you, my friend?
Yesterday was a tough day, but we're getting through it.
The man from Stratford Hills that was talking about the leaf collection.
Right.
I used to live in that neighborhood near the pony pastures, and the dirty little secret is the leaf collection is built into the city's water and sewage bill.
Yeah, but I think what he said is they're not going to do it anymore.
Yeah, but do you think they're going to lessen your water and sewage bill?
You know what? That's it. I'm going to have to look into that. I know. I mean, don't get me wrong, Randy. We've known each other for a long time, and I trust you. But I'm going to do my research on that. I got to go down to the city anyway, and I'll look into that.
All right, my friend. You have a great morning.
Thank you, sir. I will. 345-1140 is the phone number. Okay. I didn't do that. Did I do that?
Maybe.
I don't think I did that. I don't think I dropped Big Chris.
Okay.
I think that I'm going to put that all on you.
No, yes. It wasn't me. I didn't hang up on him.
All your fault. Just because it's a new phone system doesn't give you you're supposed to know how this stuff works. 345-1140 is the phone number. So, haven't been all that busy this week. Some weeks I'm running all around crazy doing home inspections, which I love. I love doing home inspections. And yes, believe it or not, there is now a license to be a home inspector. And, there wasn't forever. Of course, now people are making sure that, everybody's licensed and regulated, which I'm okay with that. I really am. So I've been doing stuff around Casa de McCann trying to, essentially, the word I would use? Nest. Winter is upon us. And, it's going to be lousy weather for a while. See, we're going to be stuck in the house. And one of the things I've realized I have to deal with you got me, which is gross enough as it is, right? Men, we're gross. I don't know why women put up with us. There's better, honestly, makes no sense. And then I have two cats, which just adds to the funkitude of the house. And I like to cook. So it's going to be a funky house. 345-1140. Big Chris.
Richard, hey, man.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. On my way up to Alexandria today for the Scottish Parade.
Every year it's like, I'm going to do that. And every year I don't.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, and we're going to get rained on a little bit today, but it should be some fine Scottish weather.
Fine Scottish. The rain's coming straight down or off to the side just a little bit. Tell people what the big Scottish parade is.
Oh, man, it's going to be huge. This will be the first time that I've actually gone to it this year, and I'm going to link up with the MASA people, the Mid-Atlantic Scottish Athletics Association.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go walk in the parade and wear kilts and, have a couple of beers and just listen to bagpipes and tug at those heartstrings. It's going to be a really good day.
Now, Chris, I got it. It was great seeing you at the Highland Games, but I've got one little question. Why,
yes, sir.
Why are you still in the amateur competition boot? You're a beast.
Oh, man. There's so many strong athletes out there. They put me to shame. I do okay in the AMs, but, man, these guys are just monsters. The closest things to boulders that men could ever be.
I've known you for, about 5 years now, and I'll follow you on Facebook and watch you just go out into your backyard and launch a keg across the yard. And I tell you what, I don't feel quite as much as a man when I see stuff like that. I'm I could get there.
I actually just got back from L.A. not terribly long ago. At the end of August, I went out to O'Hagan's training hall, and I took first place in his thick bar championship.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think there's if you're going to stay warm, I would say a little tip, scotch. That helps.
Good man.
But not too much.
Nice and peaty.
Oh, no. No. No, I hate that. Oh, I hate that stuff so much.
Oh, man, come on.
Oh, no. It's like licking the bottom of a bog. I can't stand that stuff.
Oh, it's everything that's good about a bonfire.
Yeah.
You know, just smoke and oak, and it, in the best way possible, it's kind of like a horse blanket. Sweat and salt.
I disagree completely. Look, Chris, appreciate it. I hope I see you again real soon.
All right, brother. Good talking to you.
Later. 345-1140. Skip.
Good morning.
What can I do for you, Henrico?
I got a water dishwasher. I think it's leaking underneath my pergo floor, and the floor is starting to buckle up. And I don't find a way to turn off the water to the dishwasher without turning off the hot water supply to the kitchen sink.
Hey, Skip, I need you to turn off your radio because that's real distracting.
Yeah. Afraid of that. All right, it's off. Yeah.
All right, so how old's the dishwasher?
Dishwasher put in March of this year.
Oh, so that's work that's still under warranty.
Okay, yeah, that's from, can I name the brand or not?
I mean, it doesn't. Don't name the company. I mean, whoever, I don't want to hear about who installed it. That's just not right. You know, I don't want to slander anybody, plus... You know, the thing about plumbers is we have more callbacks than any other trade out there because water does whatever water wants to do, and it will seek the tiniest of leaks. What I would do if I were you is I would be calling my homeowner's insurance.
Okay.
Because they're probably going to have to rip out that floor and replace it. My friend, a buddy of mine, that just happened to him. They had this really small leak. It got underneath the pergo, and it just traveled. And they ended up with a new floor and a new dishwasher.
Okay. I shall call the store I bought it from and then get in touch with it. It was installed by them at one of their
Definitely. Definitely contact them. I mean, a leak is a leak, and it should have been done right. If it's only since March, they should have noticed that right off the bat.
Yeah. I've checked under the sink and the connection under there. No leak there. Run the disposal, no leaks there, and so forth. So I tried to cover all the bases that could be coming from. No water behind the freezer, refrigerator supply. You know, no
what I would
there.
Also do is, if you're going to have the plumbers come out there, talk to them about putting in a valve just for the dishwasher. That way, if something like this happens again, you can turn it off yet still have hot water in the sink.
Yeah.
I installed my buddy Charlie Inch's dishwasher like a week or so ago, and he just had the whole place replumbed. And I said, all right, then I said, did they know that you're getting a dishwasher? He goes, yes. And I look underneath the sink. They did not have a valve for the hot water, so I had to cut it and put it in another valve.
Yeah, they just put a T-valve under there for the supply to both of the sink and the dishwasher.
And you know what? I've done that too. I'll admit, guilty as charged. I have done that. I've put in those T-valves, and I probably shouldn't have, but I did.
I'm thinking about me putting a blind cap on the side that goes to the dishwasher so I can still have hot water to the sink, but that could be a disaster, too.
I don't want to do that. But call the people that installed it. Say, look, I've got a leak, and, you know, even check to see if their insurance will cover it.
Yeah. All righty. Richard, I appreciate your time.
All right, Skip. I wish you good luck there, son.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's what homeowners is for. But, you know, most people, most companies, and you need to check this. What is the warranty that they're going to put on their work? Now, most of them, I mean, I did what my father told me. We would put a year warranty on new work, you know. New water heater, that kind of thing. Now, repairs, that's a different story entirely. I mean, I could repair a toilet. Hey, you know, I put in a new flapper. It's not running anymore. And, you know, a month later, something happens to cause some other problem. I'm not going to come out there for free and fix that. Repairs generally 30 days. But new installation, you should have a year on that. And, you know, I have nothing against these companies that, you know, say, well, we have our certain contractors. Do you want them to install your new XYZ, let's say, like this dishwasher? Understand, though, I mean, I looked into it. Looked into becoming one of those guys, you know, hook up with one of those big blues or big oranges, something like that. It doesn't pay real well. I didn't see any purpose in doing it because it just wasn't very profitable. It was very small. Looked into the home warranties. You know, people, when you buy a house, they say, hey, would you like to buy this home warranty? I'm not a fan of them, to be honest, to start with. And two, looked into being one of their contractors. Didn't pay very well. So there was no real purpose in doing it. 345-1140. Dickie and Louisa.
Good morning, sir. How you doing?
I'm awesome.
Great, great. Glad to hear it. So I live in an older house built back in the 70s. Has an electric water heater in it, and replaced it about 13 years ago, and it's decided to leak again. And I'm thinking about going with a tankless gas LP water heater.
Sure.
And I saw one that mounts outside. I have a seam in place, standing seam roof that I really don't want to put a pipe through.
Right.
Is there any disadvantages to the outdoor unit?
Well, the only real disadvantage is you have to put heat trace on the pipes. You know, heat tape is what we used to call it back in the day. And
right.
Are you in the country or are you in a community?
No, I'm in the country. Okay. I'm in the country.
All right. So here's the downside to tankless water heater for you in the country. How's your water? Is it any good?
It's treated. I have a really nice rinse off system.
All right. Good. That saves you. That means that you won't void the warranty. Do you lose power for any extended period of time?
Every now and then, but I have a generator. I have a backup generator.
Then you're good, man. Install that thing outside. Put on the heat trace so you can keep those pipes warm in the wintertime and enjoy endless hot water. I mean, it's a glorious thing. You just stand there, you know, for 45 minutes. And
right.
I mean, my buddy, he has one. He runs it on LP. His daughter came home from college. She took a 45-minute shower. He lost his mind. And so he gets the bill, he brings her downstairs, and he says, we're going to calculate how much it just cost me for you to take a 45-minute shower.
And right.
When he was all said and done, it cost 19 cents.
Fantastic. And that's the other thing, the energy value of switching to LP from electric, I'm really looking forward to that.
Hey, Dickie, you didn't hear the best part of the story.
Okay.
It cost 19 cents. His daughter flipped him a quarter and said, keep the change.
That's fantastic.
I liked it too.
Yep. Thanks for the information, sir. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Enjoy, Dickie. Thanks so much. This is The Home Show on News Radio WRVA. Rich McCann, News Radio WRVA. 345-1140 is how you get through to the show. Thanks to Sammy, who sent me a countdown timer to spring. Yeah, 109 days. Jordan, you think they'd let me do this show down south somewhere? You know, Louisiana?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So maybe.
Just brought you simulcast. I just don't like the cold. It's awful.
Although, we don't want to go to Florida, though.
No. Unless you, you know what? You want to go to Florida?
Let's go
to Florida.
What happens in Florida?
Now, okay, I'm a grown-up, you're a grown-up, but some things are just funny because they're funny. This happened in Florida, in Dana Beach, Florida. Woman passes gas in store, then pulls knife on an offended customer, cops say. Passing gas in public is often embarrassing. It really is. You know, that's why guys blame other guys. Jordan did it. It was Jordan. But for Dana Beach woman, doing it so while waiting in line at a Dollar General store led to her arrest on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. I'm gonna get you. I ain't gonna kill you. I'm gonna catch you. That's what police say she did after a man in line complained about the act that led to the charge. You know, he just kind of went, really? Ew. According to Broward Sheriff's Office complaint affidavits, Shanetta Yvetta Wilson, 37, was in the checkout line at the dollar store, blah, 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 Federal Highway Beach, Sunday evening. John Walker, the customer standing next to her, got into a verbal dispute in reference to the defendant farting loudly, according to the affidavit. Wilson allegedly pulled a small lockback knife from her purse, opened the knife, and told the victim she was going to gut him. Okay, I wasn't far from right. While doing so, she pulled back her right hand with the knife as if she was going to attack the victim with it. Walker was in fear he was going to be stabbed by the defendant. After police were called, Wilson was found by deputies in the area and identified. Wilson's arrested and taken into Paul Rain Detention Facility in Palmetto Beach. Her bail was set at $2,500. Here's the thing, Jordan. Do you know how many people sent me this story this week?
No.
At least five. At least five. We are at the point now people are sending us Florida stories. And you know what? I can people complaining about other people is just what's the point?
Right.
You know, I actually am hugely embarrassed when stuff like that happens. And it happened recently to me. I didn't pass wind, but we were traveling from Jamaica home.
Right.
And I said, you know what? These swim shoes are easy to get off and on. So I wore the swim shoes. Then I realized they stank to heaven. And so we got into Charlotte. I was already embarrassed. I was already beside myself. There was nothing. I was ready to just go into the bathroom and try to scrub my feet in the sink. But you can't do that. And we got to the checkout, to the security line, and I pulled off my shoes, and I watched this one lady. I knew everybody was just trying to, you know, be nice about it, but this one lady, the look of disgust on her face was unbelievable, and I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. Please forgive me. And as soon as we got back to Richmond and back to Casa de McCann, it was boop, right into the shower for this guy. Oh, my goodness. It was terrible. All right, I wanted to hit on this a little bit because it's that time of year, and I told you, I've been nesting. I found some cleaning tips that every germaphobe needs to know. I'm not a germaphobe. I'm a plumber. Plumber, been exposed to every vile, nasty thing you can possibly imagine. Smells do not bother me. Other people are like, oh, my God, can you believe it? I'm like, oh. Smelled worse. You know, I've opened a septic tank. There's nothing much worse than that. That's about. I've taken a tour of the sewage treatment plant. It doesn't get much worse than that. Okay? So I'm not a germaphobe. But I am trying to keep the house cleaner and, you know, just basically have it smell better because it kind of stinks. Step number one, do the dishes and don't forget the sink. This is one I am so guilty of. I am just absolutely. I'm better. Better at it than I was. There was one point in my life where I spent the extra bucks and someone would come in to my house like once every 2 weeks and clean. Now, if you've never had someone do that, a professional come in and clean your house, I strongly encourage it. It's an absolutely wonderful feeling coming home and going, do I live here? This is amazing. But I was, the worst part was she'd come, my friend would come in. I say friend, she became a friend. And my kitchen sink was just every dish, cup, spoon, everything just stacked to the ceiling. It was gross. Well, I'm getting better at it, but what I've been really slacking at is because I have a single sink. It's one big open area. So I put a dish pan in there. And when we're done eating, I just kind of chuck the dishes into the dishpan, soapy water, oh, yeah, it's soaking and it's fine. That was okay, but I did not realize until recently, stuff grows in there quickly. You think, well, it's got soap in it, I don't have to worry about that. You kind of do. Two, for me, and this is something I've only realized in like the last couple weeks, is underneath my sink is one of the radiators, the radiator that heats the kitchen. Now, they did this because it was next to a window where cold air comes in. Also did this because there are pipes in the walls and for the faucet. So this radiator right next underneath the sink is keeping those pipes from freezing. But the downside is, since I've been doing this with the heat on, it's sitting there and it's cooking my dishes. So don't leave any dishes in the sink. Once you're done, wash them or throw them in the dishwasher and run it. Stuff can grow on there, mold, fungus, all kinds of nasty stuff. And what this thing brings up is clean the sink. I don't know about you, but for some reason, I'm like, I'll just wash some stuff off in there, so it should be clean. Nope. All kinds of stuff can grow inside your sink. So, one, get that cleaned up. Two, focus on your fixtures. The dirty places in your home are not where you expect. It's not your toilet seat. It's your faucets and drains. You know, I was, that's another thing I've had to really pay attention to. You listened last week. Somebody called in and said that they had this orange stuff growing around their drains. I was saying, I got the same thing. It's actually mold. And so around my, every couple of days, I spray down the drains and the faucet itself and clean up all that mold and funky stuff that's growing there. It's worse than your toilet seat. It absolutely is. Another one, expand your laundry list. Some people, I admit it, don't change the sheets as often as they should. So try to do that at least once a week is what they're saying. And what I'm going to say this, wash your pillows and every couple of years, replace them. I was reading an article. I confirmed it with Terry Martin. By 3 years old, 1/3 of the weight of your pillow is you. Ew. Right? That's just gross. Jordan, I don't know my out time. 345-1140. I'm here every Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 to noon. That's a home show in the can, burned to a disc, put neatly in a shoebox underneath my mama's bed. Thank Jordan for getting up early, pushing the right buttons. Gary Powell for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. I'll see you at 10 o'clock on News Radio WRVA.